Today's daf is Shkalim Daf Tes, as we continue in the third parak here on the Sefer Shkalim. The prakim are every other day or so in this Pesachta. But we are on Ches Amid Beis, right after the Gemara that speaks about if when one learns Torah, their face shines. When learning Torah is not like any other mitzvah. We become different people when we learn Torah. Right, it's a different type of area of learning than any other area in the world. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Ulfana Shriachli, he found a great Vart, and he was shining. There's another reason why somebody's face might be shining, but it's not this this Gemara. That is, Rav Nevenzahl writes in his they write in his biography that one time when he was a young boy, he was fooling around a little bit. I don't really know exactly what that means for Rav Nevenzahl. But he was a little levity, and Shlomo Zalman came over to him and says, "What happened? Did you daven Vasikin this morning?" Because the Gemara in Brachas in the beginning on Daf Tes and Tosfos there says if you daven Vasikin and you're so megula tefila then it was one of the Amoraim that didn't stop smiling the whole day. That was how Rav Shlomo Zalman used to give Musar. So there's another time when our face would be shining and smiling. But other than that, it's the Torah itself that makes us shine, that makes us smile. Okay, so we continue now. Let's start with the fourth to last line on Ches Amid Beis. Amr Chanin. First, we have some measurements. Luga de Oraisa, Tamunsa Atika de Moryasa de Sipori. What we had been talking about earlier on the daf, some shiurim of Revius Halog, and how much wine needs to be carried out, various different shiurim. So we mentioned a few lines that also came up at the end of Pesachim. The lug, the Daraisa lug that you have to use to figure out how much a Revius Halog is Tamunsa Atika. It's the same as this old measurement that they used to measure the fish fat, the Muryasa, in Sipori. Amr Reb Yona, the Chachmanala, and I remember the base Rebbe Yanai having Michilin Badvash. They used to measure honey in it. Right, what did they have to measure honey for? Which it's base Rebbe Yanai, right? It's after the base of Mikdash. What were they measuring honey for? Maybe they're just using it to measure honey. Lav Dafka, it was a mitzvah, but they were using it to measure honey. Tani Chatzi Shminis Tavarnis, a half of an eighth of Tavarnis Hayishana. That's what this measurement is also equal to. The old Mida that was used in Tveria. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hadein Didanhu. No, that's just like ours. That measurement is like ours. Valami Kari Le Atika. Why is it called old if we have it too? Min Begin Dehavi Biyomi, since it was in his day. So why is it called old? Is the Amri Dehavis Zeira Varavsa? It's old because it hasn't been constant since the ancient days until Rabbi Yochanan's days. Maybe it was smaller and then they made it bigger. The Is the Amri Da Azira Velo Azira Kama Dehavis. Right, they made it smaller, but now it's not as small as it was, and now they made it bigger again. Either way, Lamaisa, both Chuvas are saying that the Bisman, the Tana, it was not the same amount, not the same volume, and only Bisman, Rabbi Yochanan, it went back to the original amount, period. Vakama hu shir shel kos, and how much, if you want to look at it in terms of volume, is the shir of the kos that holds a revius? Remember we discussed this also back in Pesachim. What's the volume of the shir of mem sa'ah? What's the volume of different items? Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yossi barbibi, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, al rom, etzba umechza v'shlish etzba. Right, it's the width of two fingers on two fingers. Al Rom, and with the height of one umechza ushlisha, the one and a half and another third. Right, add all that up, and that's the volume that's needed for a revius. Again, you have to know this because if you have a kli cheres that doesn't have, we could go by measuring cups in the store. But if you can't buy measuring cups in the store, so the Gemara is telling you what's the volume in order to be able to get the amount that one is needed. Again, a revius comes up as we mentioned. Last in Maseches Pesachim, but as we know, every Friday night, we have to make a kiddush on a revius and drink a rov revius. Right? That is the measurements for Shabbos. On Pesach, there's an extra level, two extra levels, the Gemara says, in Arvi Pesachim. The greatest level is Kol HaKos, Lechadchila. The next level down is Rov Kos at the Seder. And then the third level down is what we have every Friday night. Again, on Pesach, you have extra levels that we don't have every Friday night. What happens if one does not have a shear to make kiddush on? One doesn't have a revius, then you're allowed to use challah. That's what we say. We can say kiddush, just instead of putting in bari for a guffin in the middle, we put in hamotzi in the middle. And this relates to the sugya of making kiddush on schnapps, making kiddush on something that's less than the shear. if you don't have a Revius, are there Hatterim? So we mentioned the different defenses, the major defense given by the Taz. The Taz says not a word about Kiddush. Taz doesn't talk about Kiddush. The Taz talks about Hilchos Bracha Achrona, where the Shulchan Aruch says, in order to make a Bracha Achrona, I have to drink also a Revius of wine, or a Revius of any drink in order to say a Bracha Achrona. So the Taz there in Hilchos Bracha Achrona says, what if you drink Yayin Saraf? What if you drink something that's normal? The normal shear of drinking is something less than a Revius. So set the Taz's Machadesh, that if that's the normal amount, then you can make a Bracha Achrona on even less than that. Even less than a Revius. Because this is the normal amount, and this has significance. And what we would call it as Achshave. You've given Chashivas, they make the Schnapps glasses to be that sheer. So that's the amount that's drunk, and therefore you'd make a Bori Nefashos on the sheer of Schnapps that is normally drunk. So there are those that stretch that Taz to the idea of Kiddush as well. Just like Virchas Bracha Achrona, the Taz says it, so to Virchas Kiddush, even though you normally need a certain shear for Kiddush, but you can have less based on that Taz. The problem is twofold. Number one, we don't pass like that Taz in Virchas Bracha Achrona. The Magen Avraham argues on the Taz and said, forget Kiddush. Virchas Bracha Achrona, you say, no, you have to have the requisite shear. So for example, the post can talk about what happens when one's drinking hot chocolate, one's drinking tea, and it takes me a while to drink the hot drink. I don't drink the whole shear within 9 minutes, 3 to 9 minutes, whatever the kedei achilas pras is for liquids and for the whatever I'm drinking. So do you make a bracha? Do you say a bori nefashos on a cup of hot tea after you finish drinking it? That's a major machlokas aposkim. Do you go by, well, what, however it's normally drunk? Or do you say no? And there were some great poskim that were machmir that waited till the tea or whatever is cooled down enough to drink a cheekful, enough to make sure that they drank enough of it for a bracha achrona, and then they had it. So do you say that by bracha achrona? Do you go by whatever you drink? So the Magen Avraham says no, you don't. It's not subjective. So number one, we might not hold by the Taz in Ilchos Bracha Achrona, but then if you stretch it to Kiddush, that's another jump. The Taz never even said about Kiddush. Maybe you might say that the Shiurim for Kiddush are different than the Shiurim for Bracha Achrona. Either way, that is the most common defense given. The easy way to solve this is just to be Yotzei Kiddush with somebody who is making Kiddush on a shear, and then one could have a drink if they want afterwards. There are other defenses. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klover, gives another suggestion. He says, well, Schnapps is not one of the seven Mashkin. As we know, that the seven halachic liquids that are described in Sefer Vayikra that are machshir lekabel tumah. Every type of food has to become wet after it is detached from the ground in order to be machshir lekabel tumah. So yad shachadam, the seven liquids of yayin, dvash, chalav, tal, v'chulu. So schnapps is not one of them, so it's not a liquid. And therefore you don't need a revius, says the Eretz Tzvi, says the Kasher Klover. But all you need is a kazayas. Right, which is we're going to talk about the relationship between the two of them. But he says maybe you could have kulas. The problem is Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner that says this is such a great answer. I mean, he was before the Eretz Tzvi was killed during the Shoah. But that svara is so good it ruins itself, because if you're telling me it's not a mashke, then you can't make kiddush on it, because then it's what we would call it's a solid. So then you can't make kiddush on it. You can't make kiddush on soup. Soup is not a liquid. Soup is a something that fills you up. So either way, there are different defenses, but this has to do with they had a measure for the shiurim in terms of revius and the like. Okay, we continue down. Fourth line, kamahu shir shalkos. What is the? I'm sorry, we did that. About the sixth line, yavesh kizayis. What does that mean? Congealed wine. Congealed wine. How much congealed wine does one need for the shear kizayis? The shear wine of kizayis that melts into a revius. Divrei Rebbe Nasa. Maybe we have that gersa. Rabbana Tekesari, Rebbe Yossi Barbibi B'Shem Shmuel, Asya de Rebbe Nasan K'Reb Shimon. Rebbe Nasan follows this sheet of Yavish Kizayis, follows the sheet of Reb Shimon. Kama de Reb Shimon Amar B'Revius. Just like Reb Shimon said the shear is a revius, Kenam Rebbe Nasan B'Revius L'Kishe Yikrash V'Yibo Kizayis. They hold, because he holds that when it congeals, when it liquefies, right, these shiurim are interchangeable, so these shitas go together. Fine. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, once we're on the topic of shiurin, what about the following discussion? Maisa b'paradas Rabbi Shemesa. The mule of Rabbi died. Mule of Rabbi died, so that animal is now a nevela. Nevela is not only usher to eat, but it also makes me tame. It's not aser b'hana. I could give nevela to a non-Jew. I could sell it, right? That's the pasuk says. But it is aser to eat, and it makes you tame. Unlike a treifa. A treifa does not make me tame. Treifa is an animal, as we know, what's the difference between nevela and treifa? On the simple level, a nevela is an animal that died without shechita. A treifa had shechita, but had some other problem with it. It had a hole in the lung, but it had a perfect shechita. Pashas, those are two separate isurim. Reb Chaim was mechadish at his bar mitzvah drasha that really is the same shame iser. Because if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says they could be mitzarif to each other, nevela and treifa. Even though other isurim cannot. You can't have a half a gazayas of pigol and half a gazayas of chazer. Right? I'm not going to get malchus for that. It's two separate isurim. Nevela and treifa are mitzarif. Just like truma, chala, and bikurim are mitzarif, because they're all racious. Right? There has to be some kind of affinity between isurim for them to be able to be mitzarif. So Reb Chaim, with many other rayas, said that nevela and treifa, though they are different halachically, was matame, was not matame, but still there is a connection between them conceptually. So what happens if you have the Rebbe's mule died? And the question was, there was blood that came out of the mule. Is that blood also mitami mishum nevela? We know flesh is mitami nevela. What about the blood of nevela? So is that also mitami? V'tiru es dama mishum nevela. And the posek, we'll see who that was later on, the posek at the time was mitire the blood mishum nevela. It was not, that blood is not mitami. And they weren't sure what the reason was, why they said it was tahar. V'sha'al Rabbi Eliezer as Rabbi Simon, akama. How much blood was there? Meaning, his question was the reason that they said it was not metame was because there wasn't enough of it? Or was that fundamentally, even if there would have been a huge amount, it would not be metame? Because blood of a nevela is not metame. Only the flesh of a nevela is metame. Right? If I have an animal, right? We often know these halachas. There's a Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash today, and there's going to be a carcass of an animal, and somebody's going to come in contact with it. Somebody's going to carry it or touch it. Nevela's metame b'magum b'masa. Let's say I'm going to carry, I don't want it to be, I'm going to carry it even without touching it. But it's going to make me tame. So if I'm a Kohen, I can't do the avoda. I got to wait till that night. And if I'm, whatever, all the halachas, all the maisas, I have to know. What about if it's just the blood? I'm going to scrape off some of the blood that's on the street. So is that metame? So ad kama. So they weren't sure. How much was there? V'loash kechbe. And he didn't answer him. V'shal Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They answered Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'yamar lei. Ad revius tohar. Yosem revius tame. Said it was a sheer problem. And that is really the Dama Revias is like the Basar Revias. The Dama Nevela is like the Basar Nevela. And therefore, it would be Matame if it had a Revias. Right? That's why this Gemara is here, because we're still talking about the Shiurim. Fine. Uba'ash the Rebbe Eliezer, al-Delo Chazal, Rebbe Simon b'Shmuasa. Rebbe Eliezer was pretty upset that the first Tana, the first Amor, didn't give him an answer. I asked him a question, and he just ignored me. Did he not know about it? He didn't answer me. So the Gemara just says that he was upset. Why is that here? Why that line in the Gemara? Because we should answer people when we should try to think, even if we don't know an answer, we should always think of how they are feeling. Rav Bibi Havi Yasiv Masni Hadin Uvda. Rav Bibi also repeated this, also without explaining. He just quoted the story. They were not Matame the blood. Amale Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna Kahena or Bar of Kahana Ad Rav Yistar Yosemikan Tame. Again, Uba'atbe, and he said it, Uba'atbe, and the other person, insulted him and literally kicked. It doesn't literally mean kick. He was upset at him. Because he asked you the question, what, you got upset at him? He's just asking you, is a revius dam metame? Amarle, begin to lohavis daiti be ba'itnabe. I've been having a bad day. You know, my das wasn't on me. I'm just really upset. You know, forgive me. It's amazing, the Amoraim who were able to do Tchias HaMesim, and they were able to build golems, and they were able to have baskols come out just lechvodam, right? They also sometimes, this is the Talmud Bavli is the first Gedolim book, right? And they never hid any of the faults of the greatest. They were unbelievable. We can't even fathom what these people, with the level that they were on. We can't fathom. And Chas V'Shalom, one should ever say that, But on our own level, we can learn something from them, right? The Sefer HaChinuch writes, the Ritva writes in two places, right? The Yisro lo sikrivu legalos erva, that one should not come close to being megala erva. That's the makar for the Yisro of Negiah, according to the Rambam, Yisro daraisa, some Yisro of Yichud, but it's the Yisro of having inappropriate behavior on any level between the genders, right? Any type of behavior in terms of winking, whatever it is. So the Sefer HaChinuch in Vayikra, and also the Ritva, the end of Kedushin, says, lest anyone say, well, I've learned Gemara, and I know there was some great Amaram that put the kalas on their shoulders at the weddings, the Gemara says in Ksubis, and they said, oh, they're like a log to me. I don't feel anything. So if they did that, you know, so, no, I'm okay. I can handle it. I can handle things, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Chas V'Shalom. Anybody in the past 2,000 years could suggest that they could do this. Even in the Gemara there, Ksubis already says that the later Amaram says, we have no idea, we cannot understand this behavior. They were, you know, when they died, they had fires of come down from heaven that surrounded their coffin. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So they were totally besimchas chasam v'kala. So sometimes we can learn things from them. But in terms of the kulas like that, there's no way. And the Sefer HaChinuch already lays down the law. But, afal pikin, with all that background, when the Gemara here says a line like, I was having a bad day, that's why, you know, I was upset. So we realize where they're coming from. And we have to try to control it. Like we spoke even a little bit in Parshas here last week. With Avram Avinu, he was having a bad day. But Rav Dessler said he still acted like, oh, so the gentleman with the B'nai Ches. And that's what he taught us. And that maybe was even his last Nisayon, according to Rav Dessler. Either way. So the Gemara says, he answered, I was having a bad day. Damar Rav Chanan, and let me explain. What was his bad day? He couldn't put food on the table. It wasn't just like he got stuck in traffic. Could have put food on the table. Let's see. Damar Rav Chanan, Bahayu Chayecha Tzluim L'chami Neged, Rav Sukkim from the Tochacha. Your life will be hanging in the balance. Zesh Shalokeh Chitim L'shana, where you have to buy wheat now for this year, for this present time, but you can't invest in the future. So you have no idea what the future is going to be. Ufachata Laila V'yomam, Zalokeh Menas Tzedek, or Menas Tziyuki. What is that? Again, somebody who has to buy a small amount from the Mocher Tzvua. Somebody has to buy daily. You have to buy from the baker, and you don't know where the food's going to come from tomorrow. And I, he says, I'm like in this last category. So it's very trying. I don't know where I'm going to get food for my kids for tomorrow. So that's the state I'm in. So that's why I'm, you know, I buy it from the palter every day, and, you know, I have these difficulties. Right, it's interesting, it's exactly, this Gemara can be connected to the Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara there asks, why didn't the man fall once a year? Wouldn't it have been easier for us? Give us the man once a year, and then we have it for a year! And the nace would be that it won't spoil. What dafka, the nace, Hashem had it fall every day, and then it spoils every day? Just give it to us once a year, and that's it! So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, I think it is. The Talmid asks Rabbi Yochanan, why? So he says, so that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Exactly this point! We're like Samichna Palter, right? Where we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. We have no idea. We're in the middle of the desert. What if the month doesn't fall tomorrow? What's going to happen? We're stuck. There's no makolet nearby to buy from. So every day we have to have bitachon and davening. We have to daven a great Meiriv every night, right? To make sure that, you know, the month falls the next day. It's exactly the mentality that Rosh Hashanah was teaching his Talmidim at the end of Maseches Yuma. Buying from a palter, though, also is something that comes up every Friday. There is a fascinating Rama. The first Rama in Ilcha Shabbos. I'm beginning, Reish Ben Gimel. First Simon in Ilcha Shabbos. Reish Ben Beis. Says the Rama. Noagin lalush kadesh yirchala babayis lasos b'yam lachamim lepsoa aleim b'shabbos v'yantav. It's mitzvah to make challah. First Rama, minog to make challah. V'hu mikav b'shabbos v'yantav v'ein l'shanos. And he says, you shouldn't switch this. Okay, that's Kavod Shabbos. Says the Bir Halacha, right over there, Uba'avonoseinu harabim, in our great sins, Hayom ischilu eze nashim, lahashpis haminog. They stop doing this minog. V'lochim min ha'ofer, and they just buy from the bakery. V'lav shapar avdi, demaktinim izeh Kavod Shabbos. And adkan divrei ha'chavetz chayim. Said they buy from the bakery, they don't make their own challah. Terrible. What does that mean? So explain the later poskim that it's a case. The Chafetz Chaim 100 years ago is talking about a case where the bakery challahs didn't taste so good. They were like older and harder, and to bake delicious fresh challah, that was more Kavod Shabbos. But if you have a situation where you love the bakery challah, right, and a person, and it's not like a choice. I'm busy with all the other hachanas for Shabbos. It's wonderful. Somebody can bake challah, and also, it's a secret, you can even do it on Wednesday or Thursday. No, Davka has to do it on Friday, now that we just changed the clock, you know, but it shouldn't be done, make the house a little crazier on Friday. But either way, you have to understand that Bir Halacha. You know, some might use this Bir Halacha, they oh, you got to bake your own. Okay, halavai, but... You know, if they're doing it, Lekavit Shabbos, the whole point is Lekavit Shabbos. So if they're buying from the bakery Lekavit Shabbos, they love these bakery challahs, then fine, wonderful. It's all about the message of the halacha that buying from a palter might not be so terrible, you know, in certain situations. Okay. So that was why he got upset at it. Umau kadon. Right. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha about the dam of Nevela, Lamaisa? So Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora was Meyed. When you see Meyed, you know, it's a quote from Maseches Idios. That's what every Mishnah starts off with Heyed, right? He was made to give testimony on that day that they gathered all the halachas. Heyed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora. Al dam Nevela shutar. There it is. That's the statement. What does that Mishnah sound like? It starts totally. It's not Mitami Mishim Nevela. Somewhere it says, no, maybe that's not a raya. Mahu tahar, tahar milahakshir. Maybe it means it's tahar that it's not one of the seven that's makshir. Lekabal tumah. That's what it means. Dam that flowed out after the death. That's not included. Aval letama was metame. So maybe it's not makshir lekabal tumah, but it is metame itself. It is an av hatumah. Remember, each of the av hatumahs do not need to be mukshar lekabal tumah. What needs to be mukshar lekabal tumah? A cucumber. A cucumber, if a cucumber is cut, and then a dead body falls on the cucumber before it gets wet, after it's detached, it's not tame. A cucumber, because a cucumber is food. A vegetable, anything, even an animal that's shechted, in order for it to be makabel tuma, it has to be mukshar. So maybe the blood that went on it during the shechita, we spoke about that in Maseches Chulin. But if you have an avatuma, if you have a dead insect, if you have a nevela, if you have a zav, shechva zera, whatever it is, that's metame. That doesn't need to be mukshar lekabel tuma. That itself is metame. So the Gemara here is saying that what does it mean that it's not ma? It's not makshir, but it's metame. It's an avatuma. Good. So no raya from there. Tamantanina. We learned there in the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin dam asheretz kibsaro. So the Mishnah says the dam of a sheretz of one of the shmona shrutzim listed in Shmini mis kibsaro. The dam is like its basar. U mitame, it is mitame ve'eno machshir, and it's not machshir ve'ein lo nukayotebo, and there's nothing like it. So what does that mean? So we say, oh, maybe it means that there's nothing else that is mitame and not machshir. So isn't the dam of nevela also? So Gemara says no. This is what it means. Kishir tumaso. Change that girasa. No, it means nothing's like it in the shear of its tumah. Shedamo metame kibsaro. The dam of a sheretz, its dam and its basar have the same shear, letamos. Other items are metame also, but they might not have the same shear, the dam and the basar. So that's also, again, not a raya. Period. Amar Rabbi Yosi, poligi ba'atrein amaroin. Lamaisa, two Ramaram have a machlokas about this issue. Chad Amar Tame v'chad Amar Tar. Manda Amar Tame k'Rebbe Yehuda. Umanda Amar Tar k'Rebbe Yeshua ben Pesora, like we had earlier. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Amale Rav Avduma debin Nachosa v'yos. This is very good. This is correct. The Rabbi Yehuda, who we just said was the one that said Tamei Moraina de Beinasiyahave. He was the posek of the Beinasiyah of that earlier story that the mule died. See, with the posek there, and what came out of that story, if it would have had the requisite shear, there would have been mitamiyit. So it works out that he was that posek. If you look on the fourth wide line of the Tikkun Chadatin, he says Rabbi Yehuda Moreh Horaab. To base Nasi Havi. The Khan Pirdas to base Rebbe Havi. The Horakish might say the Bakas Mirvias Havisham, but the Chayti Aruhu was less than Revias, and that's why they were Metaharit. Okay, we continue. Shemiyani Vyom Rivachulu. What did the Mishnah say on yesterday's daf? That when the person went in to be Torim the Lishka, he made sure no pockets, no cuffs, nothing where he could somehow sneak out any money with him. So people shouldn't say, oh, he became rich. I know how he became rich. He became poor. Oh, I know why he became poor. People always talk, right? The message for us is that we have to be down the kaf schus. But the reality is, even Bizman HaMishnah, that sometimes people were not so down the kaf schus. Even Chazal say, even to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was late. Moshe Rabbeinu was early. He's having Shalom Bayis problems. He's not having Shalom Bayis problems. Right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael, Kavatz lo yitro, mibnei achshad. A Kavatz shouldn't be Torim. What's a Kavatz? So, a couple of days, the Tikkun Chadin says, somebody with long hair. Baal Seir Harbe. Got long hair, you might be able to stick some money into your hair. Others say, the Rambam says it means an ani. A poor person who has a taiva. Or you see the money in front of you, like Ephron, you see the money in front of you, so, you know, you lose yourself. So kavetz lo yishum nechshad, because of the chshad. Don't make it hard for people to be down the kav schus. Tani hagizbarin hayim afas besid bekilkin. The gizbarin used to play with the strands. The strands, the tikkun chazan says, are the big date semer. The semer, they made sure, even when he came out, that there wasn't any type of hiding place that he could have had. Tani midbarin hayu midabrin hayu imo mishashu nichnas ashashu yotzei. They used to talk to him as he went in. How's it going in there? It's good. You found it. They made him talk the whole time so that he wouldn't be able to stick any in his mouth before he went out. Right? They would hear. Right? They wouldn't hear that if you talked to him the whole time. There's no way he'd be able to stick it in his mouth. Says the Gemara. I have a simpler eitzah. V'imali pume moi. Why didn't they just make him fill up his mouth with water? Unbelievable suggestion. And the Torah Malishka has to go in with a full mouth of water. Right? So that way he wouldn't be able to stick any in. They'd be able to, if it's spilled, how would they know? They would go in and check out if it was wet on the floor afterwards. But either way, why didn't they just fill up his mouth with water? I'm Rabbi Tanchum and Bnei Bracha. No, you run into bracha problems. What does that mean? What does it mean, bracha problems? So some say, oh, he's got to make a shahako. What happens if he swallows it by mistake? He didn't make a shahako. They say, that can't be the shahako, because let him just make a shahako beforehand. Take a little drink of water now, and then go in. Oh, he's changing places, so then the bracha doesn't work. He'll have it in kavana. He'll have kavana for the shahako. So the pashtus is that we're not talking about the shahako. We're talking about when you do Torah and the lishka, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to Rabbanan. You have to make a birchas ha-mitzvah on that mitzvah. Whatever the bracha is, right? So that's the birchas hamitzvah, and that's the problem. That's why you can't have it in your mouth. If you look in the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about this also. Kufchav Aleph Yerushalmi Shkalim Perek Shlishi Shem Yani Medaber Noyimah V'Chulu fill up his mouth with water. Upirish B'Yifei Mara quotes one of the Achronim on Yerushalmi. Shema Yivla Mehamayim Benimsa Shema'al Shenen Nebelo Bracha. He didn't make a shakol. Vani Tama Efshelo Lavarach Betchila Al Davar Acher Ulachavin Alamayim Sheyivla. It can be shahakol. The Odin it also says, fascinating, if you drink water because you're thirsty, then you make a bracha. What if you drink water, the Mishnah Bracha says, because you have something stuck in your mouth, right? I just drink the water in order to get the thing stuck. You don't make a bracha. If you're drinking water for any other, it's to swallow a pill. You don't make a bracha on that unless you're going to drink more than you really need to swallow the pill. So whenever you drink something not for litzma'o, then you don't make a bracha. So here, you're only drinking the water because you're like you're trying to hold it in your mouth. You're not trying to swallow it. So maybe you wouldn't even need a bracha. So number one, either make it beforehand or you wouldn't need it. So that's why the Chacham Tzvi says, no, that's not what it's talking about here. V'nirli bara de kavanas Yerushalmi hu ti yefshel olamalos piv mayim v'bnei ha-bracha shetzorech levarech ha-toreim es ha-lishka b'shashu toreim v'chein kol shar mitzvahs d'rabanan. Right, even if it's a mitzvah d'rabanan, we make brachas on mitzvahs d'rabanan. So you'd have to make a bracha. So what bracha would you say? Asher k'neshana b'mitzvosa v'chulu, but you'd add something here. You'd add something here in this. I meant to say a couple of days ago, but I'll say it now. Here in the Pesher Davar, again, this commentary in that I've mentioned, Ravel, who wrote this commentary on Shkalim, so he notes that the Rambam has a couple of places where he talks about brachos that Kohanim make. Whenever a Kohen makes a bracha that has to do with their kahuna, they add in a phrase. They don't just say, Asher k'deshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, Asher k'deshanu b'kdushaso shel Aharon v'tzivanu v'chulu. So we know it from Birchas Kohanim. But the Rambam quotes it elsewhere. The Rambam quotes at the end of Hilchas Trumos. Ha'ochal Truma, mivarech Birchas oso machal. You say a shahakol on the Truma, whatever it is, or the Bari Priya Briyates, whatever. V'achar kach lavarech Asher k'deshanu b'kdushaso shel Aharon v'tzivanu lechol Truma. Right, you could eat truma, or right, and the Mishnah Malach, right, at the beginning of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, you'd pasha say the same thing by Karbanos. Asher k'deshanu b'kedushaso shel Aharon v'tzivanu lechol shlamim lechol kashei kalim, whether it's specific or right, whatever you make that bracha. Then the bikurim. So why is that? Kohanim have to add in that extra phrase. Why? Because kedusha is reflected by more mitzvahs that you could do. More mitzvot and maybe more isurim that apply to you. There are different sources. Kedusha is reflected both by more mitzvot and by more isurim, more limitations. A kohen can marry less people than a Yisrael. A kohen, though, has more privileges. Truma, kadshim, v'chulu. So that's whenever you make a berchaz mitzvah having to do with kedusha, so an Yisrael have more kedusha than other nations, and therefore we say asher k'deshanu b'mitzvosav. A kohen has even more kedusha in a certain sense than the rest of the nation, and that's why they add in the phrase asher k'deshanu b'mitzvosav shel Aharon v'tzivanu. So if a kohen goes in and does the truma, That's the bracha they would say, but that's why you wouldn't fill your mouth up with water. Right? They say the story about filling up with water. It reminded me of the story of the great rabbi that whenever people had shalom bayis problems, they used to come to him and talk. So he says, before you even start, he used to break the ice. Right? A little very tense in the room. Break the ice, please take a cup of water. So he gave them each a cup of water, they took a drink, and then he said, don't swallow it! And they used to be there with the water in their mouths, and just looking around with their mouths, and that already took out the tension from the room and broke the ice, and already it already helped. That's what one of the stories that they quote. Okay, weiter. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonah son b'tar b'nevi muksuv imatzana she'adam tzarech lasis de'yabrios k'derach shu tzarech lasis de'yamakom. Three times, Torah Nevi Miksuvim, it says, we have to make sure that our actions do not look bad, right? That not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that we're doing the right thing, but people know that we're doing the right thing. So it's a balance in life. We ourselves, as subjects, have to be Dan Lekavschus, and not look badly at no matter what other people's actions look like. But on the other end, we have to do our best to make it easy for people to be Dan Lekavschus. So, B'Torah B'Nayin Dachziv, V'Yisim Nekiyem Me'Hashem U'Me'Yisrael. The pasuk by the Reuven Gad and Chati Shemim Menashe at the end of Bamidbar, Beneviim Minayim Dechsev Kel Elokim Hashem V'Chulu V'Yisrael Lo Yeda. And Yisrael, they don't know, right? And therefore they shouldn't. V'Yisrael Hu Yeda. Sorry. B'Ksuvim Minayim Dechsev U'Matzachin V'Seichatov B'Nei Elokim V'Yadam. The pasuk we say in benching. Reb Gamliel Zuga, Shal Reb Yorsi Ba Rebi Bun Ezeo HaMechuver Shavukulam. Which is the best? Omer Lei, the one from the Torah. V'isim Nekiyem Hashem Yisrael. That's the best. Why? Because it's from the Torah, maybe. But also, that's the lashon of tzivui. That's a lashon of a command. That's why it is the best according to some of the mafarshim. Okay, we continue. Next Mishnah. Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel Haya Nichnas V'Shiklo Ben Etzba'osav. We had this quoted earlier, if you remember, that the Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they wanted to make sure that their shkalim were used. They didn't want it just to go there and be left over and it'll be for the Shiarim. They wanted to make sure it'd be used. So they would wait until they know the day before, the day that the Lishka, the Truma, was going to be done. They used to go right beforehand and they used to throw it in to make sure that it was on top. And V'shikla Benetz Bosav V'zarko L'fnei HaTorim V'HaTorim Miskaven V'dachvol L'toch HaKupa. And he would take it and put it into the Kupa. Ein HaTorim Torim Achihu Omer Lohem Etrom. He wouldn't be Torim until he says Shabbi Torim V'dobr Blo Trom 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 Shalosh Pa'amim. Yes, they used to answer, yes, do it, it's time. They used to say it three times. We have various places in Halacha where you do something three times in order to do what? Remember we have back on Daf Beis, Lefarsim Hadavar. Right? We know this from every stage of the Kitziras HaOmer process. Right? We say, should I? Kotzer? Should I do it? With this Magol? Today? Every time, we do it three times over and over again just to be Mefarsim the Davar. We do it... We do it various places that it comes up, right? That's what the Tiklun Chazon quotes here. Kemo Magal Zu the Chulu V'Od Harbe. Right? It happens many times. We do it thrice. We continue. Mekudish. Right. Also by Kiddush Hachodesh. Taram Esar Rishona. So what happens? So after we're Torim, after they do it before Pesach, Taram Esar Rishona V'Chipa B'Kad Tavlios. After they take out, and they split it up into three pushkas, as we know, they do it three times, but each time they split it up into three, they put a cover on it. So now you know, when people from here on in until the next one, they put more shkalim in, it won't get mixed up. Because what's left over now on the bottom, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, is shirayim, can't be used again, it's shiari lishka. And you don't want to get mixed up, you want to use the new shkalim that come during the next section of the year. So you cover it with katavlios, shashnia, then you do the second one later on, v'chiba b'katavlios, and you cover it again. Hashlish is loyim mechapeh, and the third one, you want to be mechapeh, because that's it. This year is over. So you're not worried about any more coming. V'lomahayim mechapeh, why'd you cover shema yishkach v'yitrom in adavar hatarim? Maybe you might take from the davar hatarim already, and the artana holds, once it's already tarum, once it's already considered leftovers, then it's already stained. It cannot be used for this year's Karbanas Tzibur. Tarim Esar Rishon al Shem Eretz Yisrael, as we said, the first Truma 2 weeks before Pesach is done for those who are close, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Vashnia al Shem Krachan Amukafin La, and the second Truma done before Shavuos is is for the towns that are somewhat closer. Vashlish is l'shem Bavel, l'shem Madai, u'l'shem Medinos ha'rechokos. Right, it's for the farther ones. Remember, this was a machlokas tanaim. We had back on Daf Beis also Rabbi Chizkiah. Remember what Rabbi Chizkiah said? Chizkiah said that the people in Bavel just sent it in the middle of the winter. Right, so it would all get there by Nisan. And the only reason that it was done three times was the Farsi Madavar. But really, they had it all earlier. This Tana, Pashas, is not holding that. This Tana, unless you say, like he interpreted our Mishnah as also a fake. They just had all these people in mind, but really it was all there before him. But the Pashas of the Mishnah is that they got it at different times, and that's why they did it different three times. Shobei Zerug Gamliel V'chulu. Says the Gemara, V'ilu hayu shnei kurayim. If you had two piles of tfua, right, a kri, right, is a pile of tfuah. Vitar me'echa me'ena chaveiro. If I have two piles of grain, and I took truma from one of them, and I had in mind it should be used for both. Shemel lapada chaveiro. It wouldn't work? I don't understand. Ask the Gemara. What was Beis Rabbi Gamliel thinking? You know, even if their specific money was not used, they would still get a chelik of it. All Jews who gave the money, and even maybe the Jews who sent the money, it's not even here yet. Right, they get a portion, so why would they so medaktik? To make sure that they did it right beforehand. So the Gemara says, no. Hanachas ruachi lohem. It still made them feel good. Shelo yehe karban miskayet elam yishalahen tchila. They still really wanted part of it. Yes, yes, you're right. They would get halachically part of it. But they still wanted to be part of it in a real, physical sense. If you look at the Mikdash David. We don't get to do too many Mikdash Davids these days. Mikdash David or David Rappaport, Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger, is Sefer on Kachim, and he has a Sefer on Zeroyim. So in the Sefer on Kachim, in Simin Yutes, he quotes sources that say, he quotes, and he said, V'nirim yizeh davar chadash, a couple of sources that point in the direction that even though Karban HaSibor are on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, the money which is actually used and the owners of that money do have some type of specific connection to the carbon. After all, you learn this Gemara in Meseches Harios. The Gemara there says, Chatas Shemesa Ba'aleha Vade Lesa Betzibur. There's no such thing as a Chatas Mesa Betzibur. No such thing, right? In a Yachid, a Chatas Mesa, the five Chatos Mesos, Halacha Moshe Messina tells us five Chatos that have to be left to die. But by a Tzibur, you never have that. Lefi She'ena Tzibur Mesim. Because the halach is ain sibur mason v'amrinan de nafgalon, and you learn that out from Seirei regalim v'rosh chodesh dom rachmana aysinu mitshumas alishka. Right, you bring the karbanos for rosh chodesh v'chol from the shumas alishka. I v'dilma mesu marayu dahani zuze. Maybe the owner, the people who sent the shkalim, died. So why are you worried about that? No, that's the yisod ain sibur mesa. Ain sibur mesa. And the Rush there says, "Tuma mesu osan shashaku ashkalim shalachu ben osan asirim." So what's the din of Ein Sibur Mesa? Do you say that it means that carbon sibur there is no connection of the owner to the carbon sibur because it all conglomerates into one? Do you say that, and then we would say there is no specific connection, or do you say no, there is a specific connection, but afal pikein ein chata sibur mesa? That's the question. But he says, you see, for me, v'nirim izeh davar chadash the avagavta b'carbon sibur. Yad kulan shave mikol makom lenin chatas shemesu balech hashivi bailim osam shabaad shikleim nilkachu achatas the hashivi bailim tfei ba'akarba mishar inshi v'ksas temu. He says it's a big finish to say that. That's what it seems. And he says, but look at the Beis Rabbi Gamliel and Shkalim. Same thing. Maybe that's why they did it. Right? What does it mean? Nachas ruach. Does that just mean on a hashkafic level that they're not connected but they want to be connected? Or is it something deeper? So that's the issue that the Mikdash David brings up. Okay, Tani, we continue. Shamat es hakatavlios nasu kulan shirayim. What happened? Different pshatim. Maybe this might mean, what if by mistake the covers fell off? Or, what if on purpose, at the end, you know, they, you took it off, right? If it fell off a shogig, or it was taken off, nasu kulan shirayim, then everything mixes in. Everything becomes shirayim, then you can't use it for this year's. Tani, shlishis he haisa ashira shebekulan. The third truma, the third section, that was somewhat in quote the richest of all of them. Why? Shahayba is tario shel zahuv v'tarkono shel zahuv. Remember, we said earlier that in order to help with the load, you could take some shkalim and make it into more valuable coins, so you don't have to schlep up all the coins. So the ones that came from farthest, they probably had the most coins that were changed into them, so that they had these really fancy coins that were brought for the third Truma, by the third section, that was the third collection, came from the farthest places, and that's why it had the most valuable coins.
They would have to change it back?
They would, I mean, they would change it back after they took it out of the Lechora, after they took it out of the Pushka. They would change it back then, but they knew each one how much it was worth. How many, let's say if they used it for the census, they would know how many shkalim each one would be worth. Tani, Tarmas are Yishon L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, L'Shem Kol Yisrael. They did it for the Shebnei Eretz Yisrael, but also they had all of the Jewish people in mind. Shnia L'Shem Krachim HaMukafim, L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Vashlishis L'Shem Babel U'Madai, L'Shem Medinas Rechokos, L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Period. Tani, so now we're going to get into, as we know, each Truma, you separated into three Pushkas. You took it out three times a year, but each time you had it in three. Natal Mana Rishona. So let's say for the first time, you take it out from the first one, and then, let's say you need more, you don't go back to the first one and finish the first one first, because then maybe you'll never get to the third one. Afa Pishi Yesh Barishona, Natal Mana Shnia. You take it from the second. Natal Mana Shnia, Afa Pishi Yesh Barishnia, Natal Mana Shlishis. You take it from the first, then you take it from the second, then you take it from the third, and then, Shoma Shlishis, you finish the third first. Right? And then, Chose, if you finish the third, Chose Lashnia, Shoma Shnia, Chose Larishona. What happens if it was very busy time, or the price of karbanos were very high, and you ran out? Let's say you ran out before it's time to do the second truma. Shalmu shlashton, chozer v'shokel. Chozer v'shokel, what does that mean? What does that mean? So explains the Tiklan Chadatin, if it's above, right, only what's above the katav lois, pasha, meaning you have to get new shkalim. Let's say, you know, that since, got to do the next truma, right, because you can't take what's underneath. Rabbi Meir Omer no chozer l'shirayim. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to go to the shirayim, right? He Pashas argues on our Mishnah. Shtray Rabbi Meir Omer mo'alim b'shirayim. Shamiz tarchul anu basof. Rabbi Meir says this mi'ila until the end of the year, because you might come to need it. And if you need to use the shirayim, you go back to use the shirayim. Period. Okay, v'chein. And many are familiar with this from Masechet Avodah Zarah or from the Mesulas Yesharim. Hayere Pinchas ben Yair Omer. Pinchas ben Yair says here it is. The line, Mesulas Yesharim, bases his sefer on the following. What in the world is this doing here? 2 points. Number one, in the Mishnah, we just had two behaviors that reflected two of these midos. Rabbi Gamliel was rizus. Right? He went and wanted to get his shekel in there. He wanted his shekel to be used. But also we had zahirus. We had, you can't have pockets, you can't have cuffs, you can't have anything. You got to be very careful. The only problem is our girsa doesn't have zahirus first. Okay, but either way, there are slight differences between the girsa in Avodah Zarah, the girsa here, and the girsa at the beginning of the Mesulas Yesharim. Zrizus, that's the second mido, or at least Torah Zahirah Zrizus. Zrizus may be Lede Nikius. Nikius may be Lede Tara, purity. Tara may be Lede Kedusha. We could have 15 hours of shiurim on this. Just open up the Ramchal. Kedusha may be Lede Anava. Anava may be Lede Yerushchet. Yerushchet may be Lede... Yerushchet mevia lidei chasidus, chasidus mevia lidei ruach hakodesh, ruach hakodesh mevia lidei tchias amesim, tchias amesim mevia lidei eliyahu zachor latov. If everybody gets to that level, then we will be in a state of Mashiach. Okay, and now the Gemara quotes different psukim to back up this order. Zrizas mevia lidei nikias tchsib vikila michaper. After I finish vikila michaper, and then I achieve when I finish getting kapara, so then I am clean. Right, Nikias. Nikias may be the Tara, Dechsiv, Vechiper, Olea HaKohen, Vitahera, then Tahara. Tara may be the day Kedusha, Dechsiv, Vitiharo, Vikidisho. But it's all the Yom Kippur Psukim. Kedusha may be the day Anava, Dechsiv, Kikoma, Romani, Sush, Shochain, Ad, Vikadosh, Shemo, Maron, Vikadosh, Eshkan, Vezdaka, Shva, Ruach, right, on the one who is Anav, Kodesh Baruch Hu puts Kedusha. Anava may be the day Yiras Chait, Dechsiv, Ekev, Anava, Yiras Hashem. Yerushchei may be l'de chasidus, t'chsev v'chesed Hashem may olam va'ad olam al yirei av. As we know, the Mesulas Yesharim talks about mishkal ha-chasidus. It has to be appropriate chasidus. Sometimes the satan dresses up like a mitzvah when really it's inappropriate. And he says that that's the pshat of hashkivenu v'aser satan milfaneinu me'acharenu to make sure our mitzvahs are mitzvos and they are not anything else. Chasidus may be l'di ruach hakodesh, t'chsev az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. Right, we're a chasid, so then Hashem speaks to us b'chazon. We have ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh may be l'di tchias ha-mesim, t'chsev v'nasati ruchi b'chazon. Right, and then you shall live. So again, major discussion here. These are the levels. The levels, Zahirus, Zrizus. Again, we have to go through each one carefully to know what to do. Okay, we end off with a great chazal. Tana b'shem Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol mi shekavua be'eretz Yisrael. Doesn't just live there. Kavua. There are two different days in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos whether one is yotzei the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael by visiting. Right, the Gemara says, oh, if you walk to Alam as Eretz Yisrael, you're a Ben Olam Abba. That's wonderful. But if you yotzei the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that's 2 days in the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Mem Ches and Hilchos Shabbos if Katan Tezvav, whether you're yotzei. The context is traveling before Shabbos Lidvar Mitzvah. So in that context, it says Kavua be'Eretz Yisrael. Even Rav Zhalti, one of the greats, recent greats, says maybe it's a Machlokas Ramam Raivid. Machlokas Ramam Raivid, whether you're Yotzei by visiting. Where do they talk about that? In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, totally out of left field. The halacha is there's an Isser of Lo Sachanim, right? 3 different Isserim, including Lo Sachanim. Not to one of the Isser, parts of Lo Sachanim, giving a present to a Novi Kochavim, but one of them is Lo Titan Lam Chanoya Bakarka. Not giving them a foothold in the land of Israel. What if you let them live here, visit? Afilu Yoshev Yeshivas Arai, O over Mimakam Lamakam Lischara, Lo Yavar Bartsenu, Achi Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvah Shen Savre Noach. The Rambam says you can't even let him visit. Can't even let him visit. And the Rabbit argues, Lo Matsanu Velo Shamanu Meolam, Viapazak Shu Maybe, Bezayan Umosu, Vafilu Dvarab, Yeshivak Sibahu, Velo Avra. So it's Machlokas, Rambam Rivet, whether you, Lo Sachanim is violated by letting them have a Bikur. So Rav Zhalti assumes Lashitaso, because is a Bikur considered Yeshiva? So, just like that would be an Isser in, if you want to look it up, where is that? That's in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perek Yud, the end of Perek Yud, Halacha Vav. So the same Machlokas would be in a positive way, we would say that. So anybody who's Kavua, the Eretz Yisrael. By the way, it's a great Pnei Yeshua, the end of Ksubis, on that Gemara, on Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just magic. It's not magic. So if I appreciate what Eretz Yisrael is about. Meaning, like the Gemara says, if I say Ashrei 3 times, a day, I go straight to Olam Haba. What if I have no kavan in Ashrei, I just say it by rote? No, if it means I appreciate what Ashrei is about, then I'm going to Olam Haba. So we have to work on all of these magical statements. So call me Shekavua Be'eretz Yisrael. Umedaber b'Lashon HaKodesh. Wow. Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam writes in the second parak of Pirkei Avos, a mitzvah kala is l'midos Lashon HaKodesh. Rav Nosson Adler, the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, only spoke Lashon HaKodesh on Shabbos. There are differences between Lashon HaKodesh and modern Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. The Ochel Peirosa Vitara, and somebody who eats his Peiros Vitara, somebody keeps on a high level. The Kore Kriyash Bababoker Erev, Yeh Mavusar, Sheben Olam Abahu. He'll Mavusar, it should be announced that he's a Ben Olam Abah. You know, once we still have a minute, let's just say it. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Why is Lashon HaKodesh Lashon HaKodesh? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Beginning of Kisisa. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and says, Al tachshov shenikro l'shoneinu l'shon HaKodesh l'ga'avaseinu olit osenu. Don't think it has anything to do with us, says the Rambam. Aval hu bedin kizos l'shon HaKedusha lo yimsub ubo shemos le'ever ha'be'ila v'zachu ubenekeva v'lo l'tipa u'l'shesen u'l'tsoa rak bekinui. Basically, there are no dirty words in l'shon HaKodesh. Any Rachman al-Islan words that modern Hebrew would say is a curse word, is a dirty word, that's not Lashon HaKodesh. Right? There's no word for the Eivor HaZachar, the Eivor HaNekeva. But there's no word for that in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? Bia, going in. Right? That's not, the Rambam says, because there's nothing to describe that using the words. Right? Mei Raglayim, water of the legs. Right? That's Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam says there's something inherent. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban says, no. Ain't Sarach Latamazet. No, the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. And we do mitzvahs with Lashon HaKodesh. And where the Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. Meaning, it's we act, something just given to us, but there's a different focus. Shumibesha Divrei HaTorah V'Nevuos, V'chol Divrei Kedusha, Kulam B'Lashon Ahu Namru. V'inehu Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yis'aleh, Samu Shmo Midaber Bo Im Neviya V'Meidaso. Anochi V'lo Yilacha, V'shar Divrei HaTorah V'Nevuah. Right, what does Rashi say in Parshas Bereishis? On the pasuk ki me'ish l'kachazos, right? The Torah was nivra b'lashon HaKodesh. Something more, you know, divine about it. The Rambam is very lamaisa, right? And the Ramban is more divine. Either way, elu ve'elu, that's in the beginning of Kisisa, Paraglam, and pasuk Yud Gimel in Kisisa. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.